This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Better pay up. They've got a bill in the Senate aiming to make that happen. Welcome back to Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. Great to have you with us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we want to take a look here. The top economies in Europe and who is actually paying up and making this commitment, because we know it's a goal to get to 2%. Germany is at 1.24, the UK at 2.1, France, Italy, and Spain all still underneath the, and Spain really far off the 2%. How do you intend to change that?
We've got a problem because we've got only five of our 28 NATO allies who are actually meeting this commitment. So I've introduced legislation that would at least require us to compile a report so that we know who's doing what, so that we can follow who is taking unfair advantage of this alliance that we have been disproportionately funding for a long time.
So what would happen is the Defense Department would have to compile the information, report it to some key Senate and House committees. But then what happens? Is it just sort of a public accounting and shaming almost of trying to get them to do this? Or what happens next?
Yeah, it's mostly about the public accounting. Sure, there's a little shaming involved, but more of it is about what happens within Congress, what we do with that information. Once we have that information, I think we'll be more empowered to act.
So what do you make of the president's visit with our NATO allies? Because he took a lot of heat. A lot of them said, yeah, he was very tough in public and ruffled some feathers, but they said behind closed doors, he got a lot accomplished and he was very gregarious, and they actually enjoyed their meetings with him. But he's taken a lot of heat from the left, who says he's doing terrible things to our allies and then cozying up to Putin.
I was thrilled. Absolutely thrilled with what President Trump said to our NATO allies. They needed to hear it. This is something that should have been said many years ago, something that each of our last several presidents should have said. President Trump had the guts to say it, and I commend him for doing so.
Okay, so you have also now had a chance to meet with Judge Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee, as he's making the rounds on Capitol Hill. I would imagine that you would find common ground with him. How would you describe your meeting?
It was a great meeting. We had a very lengthy discussion about a whole range of legal issues. Of course, mostly we were tempted to discuss how he coaches his daughter's basketball team, whether it's a man-to-man defense or a zone defense.
I mean, with the young ones, you just never know.
Yeah, it's an important point. But we discussed a lot of legal issues as well, and I had a great visit with him. He's a textualist. He's an originalist, which means that he's someone who's going to follow the law based on what it says rather than trying to rewrite it.
Well, you know the attacks from the left were coming before we even had a name of the nominee. Do you see any of your Democratic colleagues softening, coming across to vote with you guys?
I see some of my Democratic colleagues as being likely to vote for him. I think there's a very good chance we'll get two, three, maybe four Democrats joining Republicans. And I think we're going to get him confirmed. I look forward to doing that.
You know, the left is very upset about him. Your Democratic colleague on the other side of the aisle, Senator Cory Booker, saying this, he has to recuse himself from any case involving the Mueller investigation that should work its way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this theory. I don't know why he would have to recuse himself from any such investigation any more than any other justice of the Supreme Court would have to. If he's going to make an argument like that, I think he needs to back it up. I don't think he has anything to back it up with.
You know, they're referring to this 2016 speech that he gave when he talked about he would want to be the nail in the coffin of getting rid of Morrison v. Olson, which had to do with the independent counsel statutory framework. It's different than special counsel.
Totally different.
They seem to be kind of conflating the two.
Yeah, they're conflating the two. The independent counsel was a separate system appointed by a three-judge panel that operated outside the executive branch of government. The special counsel, by contrast, reports to Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general currently. And so this is a very different thing. It operates within the executive branch. He's answerable to the executive branch, whereas the independent counsel was wrong. Justice Scalia got that right in his dissent in Morrison v. Olson. He may have lost that battle, but he won the war, because at the end of the day, the independent counsel statute wasn't reviewed.
Even Justice Kagan has praised that Justice Scalia dissent. And by the way, we're out of time, lucky for you, or I would ask you to sing the song that you've written about Judge Kavanaugh to the tune of Panama.
It's a great song.
People will have to pay extra for that. Maybe we'll get that on the Twitters. Thank you, Senator. Good
to have
you.
Looking forward to it.
See if it comes up on YouTube. Now that she's it kind of piqued our interest on that. Senator Mike Lee with Shannon Bream talking Kavanaugh and NATO and his support of Donald Trump, you know, calling our NATO partners into account. Why not? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
As promised, how you doing, America? Hope you're having a great day, and thank you so much for dropping in and sharing a part of it with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as we say. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. John Guandola is joining us, U.S. Naval Academy graduate, served as an infantry reconnaissance officer in the U.S. Marine Corps, Semper Fi, a combat veteran, served as a special agent in the FBI from 1996 to 2008, was recruited out of the FBI by the Department of Defense to conduct strategic analysis of the Islamic threat. He is president and founder of Understanding the Threat. John, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I am great this morning, Bill, and thank you again for having me.
Hey, always great to have you here. We've got lots to talk about. I want to talk about what's on your current website about the Congressional Muslim Brotherhood hearing that reveals danger of not speaking truth about Islam, and another story that got my attention as well, which has to do with the cancer that is the Islamic Society of North America. But before we go there, because of your FBI background, and as we've discussed before, John, I want to get your update perspective on the Stroke Lisa Page hearings.
Well, I think to start with, I think we should start with Peter Stroke's testimony, which I found to be disgraceful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought his attitude, his demeanor, his arrogance came through pretty clearly. The evidence, the facts that are on the table about his conduct throughout prior to the election cycle and the election of President Trump, demonstrates that he was incredibly, and I'm going to be generous here,
mm-hmm.
he was incredibly biased.
Yeah.
But I think investigatively, because he didn't take certain actions, it can be certainly a reasonable person would be led to believe it's because of his overt and very clear hatred for the president that he didn't actually conduct investigations in accordance with the way investigations are supposed to be carried out. And I'm specifically talking about Mrs. Clinton.
Exactly.
Now, Lisa Page came in and had a different demeanor. Her behavior was no less abhorrent, but I think it's the arrogance. I mean, it was just, I was astounded. But I guess, you know, in that case, you got to take one of two tacks. You either say, hey, you know, you tell the truth,
mm-hmm.
or you do what he did.
Yes.
You know, you
yeah.
tell the truth and show some humility, or you do what he did, and he took that road.
Yeah, unfortunately, and I use this very sparingly, John, he appears to be a congenital liar. And somebody who is a congenital liar, they rewire their mind and perspective to accommodate the deception. And he has done that. And it comes through, whether it was the looks on his face, the smirks on his face, as Louis Gohmert pointed out, even in his comments. I mean, it was just it reminded me of John Koskinen and Lois Lerner and other high-ranking officials within the government involved with the Obama administration that just seemed to be so arrogant. It's like a disease. I mean, you talk about the disease of Islam infecting the United States. The arrogance of the Beltway and these elites is that's a disease of another color.
Well, it is, and I want to say, Bill, one of the things I've always complimented you on is you're very astute when it comes to these matters. And one of the questions I ask myself is why?
Mm-hmm.
Why are these people so arrogant? Is it just that they're arrogant in their own right? And they just all happen to be hired by Mr. Obama, or is it that that these people actually believe that they can win, and that this is a bump in the road? And I really believe that's what it is.
Yeah, it's a top down. It's the
right.
Fish rotting from the head down, and this goes deep. This is what concerns me with all these things. I mean, this is like J. Edgar Hoover stuff all over again that we thought we cleaned up before, and it's like, wait a minute, is this just part of the DNA of the FBI and power and this sort of thing that you just have to keep a close guard on it? I mean, this is why oversight is required, and really. What we have with the FBI today, you've got to put the accountability on the shoulders of Congress, because it's their job, of oversight. And for them to be pushed back by, even if it's FBI Director Wray or, even Stroke and others, it's like, and Rosenstein as well. I mean, for him to threaten the staff that he's going to, I'm a prosecutor too, so I'm going to prosecute you. I'm going to come after you. It's like, wait a minute, that's not the way it's supposed to work. You are not the boss of the boss. You're employed. You serve at the pleasure of the president and of Congress. And boy, this thing is out of order. I mean, in terms of insubordination, I mean, John, what else do you call it?
Well, sedition.
Yes.
I think you can call it sedition. And I think there are a number of people who are guilty of sedition. And if there's one thing that is astonishing to me, it's the lack of aggressive pursuit of this by the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
You have a seditious conspiracy to overthrow the government, to unseat the sitting president, the duly elected president of the United States, regardless whether you like him or not.
Mm-hmm.
He's not actually committing federal felonies like Mr. Obama did, for instance, by sending over a billion dollars to a designated, state-sponsored terrorism in violation of federal law, for which he should be impeached and prosecuted. Nor is he trying to, Mr. Trump has not been accused with any evidence of any crime. He's been accused of a lot of things, but without any evidence of a crime. The reality is that this is sedition. And I think until we start putting people like this in handcuffs and actually punishing them under the full extent of the law, I think there's no deterrent for these people right now.
Who is the courage required from in order to process this? I mean, you're asking, in a sense, if you're asking the Justice Department right now, which appears to be greatly compromised, John, you're asking them to do brain surgery on themselves. I don't know if that's possible. I mean, who can do this? I mean, sedition is a very serious term, and I know you use that sparingly yourself. But yes, I mean, all arrows seem to be pointing heading in this direction. I mean, and we're sitting here going, meanwhile, we've got this slow dance going on and this target on Trump, but we're missing, you know, we're really missing the point here, are we not?
Well, I think we are. I think this has to be dealt with. I think the responsibility lies with the Attorney General. I think if the Attorney General is not doing it, it's up to the people to call out for the president to either remove the Attorney General or to prosecute this. I think this is not just a silent coup. This is a revolution.
Yeah.
These people have been very open that this is what they're doing.
Exactly. We've got more from John Guandolo. Stay with us right here.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are.
with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with John Guandolo continues. John, of course, the founder of Understanding the Threat. You can check out his website, get more information, understandingthethreat.com. John, I wanted to give you an opportunity just to kind of summarize our previous segment in terms of the situation. That the onus is on the Attorney General to really clean this up, and this is more than dangerous. I mean, to talk in terms of sedition that has been occurring, this attempted coup that has taken place in our country, and all in the interest of political correctness and politics, we seem to be accommodating this way too much, do we not?
Well, I agree with you. We are. And for clarity, you know, it is the Attorney General who's responsible for prosecuting this, and I know that legally the Congress has oversight, but the reality is, with the exception of a handful of members of Congress that are showing real courage and stepping up, Congress has not done collectively responded to this with a sense of urgency. It's the same issue I've stated here on your show before about the Islamic threat. There's no sense of urgency. There's no sense that they understand that this level of sedition, we can call it what you want, the deep state or a group of people, a conspiracy, a true conspiracy inside, with people inside and outside the government conspiring to overthrow the government, to remove the president from power. And there doesn't seem to be in our consciousness a real deep concern and sense of urgency. This needs to be dealt with harshly, and it needs to be dealt with swiftly.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And this is what's troubling for Main Street America, because they see this. I mean, it looks like a duck, talks like a duck. It is all but saying, I am a duck. And they're saying, what is going on with our government? Is the deep state so thick and so deep that we just can't overcome it?
Well, I think that's yet to be seen, but I do believe we are in serious trouble. And I think that's why it surprises me that there's not more of a sense of urgency. But I see this as the same response to the Islamic threat that is very deep, very real, very imminent, and really a ho-hum response by Congress. So I don't trust the U.S. Congress to fix this. I trust the American people. There are state legislatures around the country that still function well, and it is at the local and state level we're going to solve these problems. I truly believe that.
And as you say, you know, you wrote about it, the Congressional Muslim Brotherhood hearing reveals danger of not speaking truth about Islam. So, you know, this whole ideal has taken form and fashion in our in the upper echelons of government. And it leaves us in a very precarious position, does it not?
It does. And, you know, if we liken, for instance, the hearing or the way we deal with the Islamic threat in general or the way we deal with the seditious activities of people trying to overthrow the president, you know, if you use a military analogy, if you have a enemy infantry battalion that you're going up against and you shoot a few rounds and fire a few mortars, that's not going to get the job done. That doesn't get you to victory.
Right.
That might hold off the enemy for a few hours, maybe a couple days, but you have to actually go in and deal with the problem. This idea that you can soft chew war is what I believe is very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And what we have right now is we're afraid to speak the truth. Mm-hmm. Look, with regards to these hearings, my question would be, and my question in the article, what is it, you know, we're trying to figure out, is the Muslim Brotherhood a bad thing? And if it is bad, let's deal with it. But let's just deal with where they're violent, where they want to really blow something up. And yet the vast majority of what they're doing, and specifically per their own doctrine and strategy, is in the nonviolent realm. It's political subversion. It's information operation. It's counterintelligence. It's espionage. And instead of saying, no, we need to crush this entire thing, we're saying what we heard on the Hill from these people is, no, we're just going to deal with the violent ones. As a matter of fact, we're just going to deal with the violent ones outside of the United States. We're not even going to talk about the Muslim Brotherhood here. And when you raise the question, what is the difference between the Muslim Brotherhood stated ideology, Al-Qaeda and ISIS stated ideology, and actual Islamic doctrine? The answer is there's no difference.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And until we're willing at a national security level, at the national security staff level, to deal that issue, doesn't, by saying that, I'm not saying that every single person that self-identifies as a Muslim is a threat, but Islam is a threat.
Yes.
Islamic doctrine is a threat by its nature. Mm-hmm. The very purpose of Islam is to impose a law that is barbaric on the entire world, and the means to do it is by waging war. That's their doctrine. So what do we do with that? We need to deal with it, but it has to begin with an open dialogue. And it is stunning to me that this many years after 9/11, our leadership is afraid to do that. And I think the reason Mr. Trump was elected, because he was the only one willing to even walk into that area and make it a point of discussion. But he's surrounded by people that are unwilling to do that.
No, clearly that is the case, and that's part of the deep state. Don't you find it ironic that here it is with a clear and defined enemy, at least in our minds anyway, here domestically, that we give so much place to the Russians, who are an outside threat? You know, kind of meddling, as you want to call it. I think some of this, is just to have some fun. And I think Putin's having a great time with this because they've made him into a bigger boogeyman than he is, in my humble opinion. But here we have real threats inside our country. And what the Muslim Brotherhood is doing is what Russia is doing, but on steroids. And but yet we want to get all excited and animated about Russia and turn ahead about the Muslim Brotherhood. This is insanity.
It is insanity. But the key, I think, for understanding the why, the answer to the why question, is that the Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamic movement in general, their objective is to control the narrative,
yes,
to control the message. And when we talk to people about that, they have a hard time believing that that's capable, that that's possible. But I remind you, it's been now 2 years since the former director of the Combating Terrorism and Technical Support Office in the Irregular Warfare Section for the Pentagon, the place where they literally strategize very aggressive operations in the war. That we fought, the wars we fought in Afghanistan and Iraq, when he left that position and went on national radio and said, the Muslim Brotherhood controls the national security decision-making process as it relates to the Islamic threat. Mm-hmm. That's a very close paraphrase of what he said.
Right.
And that is the point. You want to know why there's no training right now in the FBI? On these topics, on Sharia, on the Muslim Brotherhood Network, why is it that when my organization, understanding the threat, goes and trains 200 law enforcement officers, police, state, intelligence analysts, FBI analysts, FBI counterterrorism agents, and none of them have heard the information we're putting out? That is what we're talking about. That's controlling the message. How is it that our generals fought and lost wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, despite the fact our military fought bravely? It's because they don't understand this threat. They do not understand Sharia, how it drives the enemy in this war. And we're going to continue to lose this war if we do not speak truth about it. It begins there.
Well, as you write also in UnderstandingTheThreat.com, the cancer that is the Islamic Society of North America. John, 30 seconds, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you again.
Well, UnderstandingTheThreat.com is our website. Please sign up for our newsletter because we provide you links to our half-hour TV show weekly, our half-hour radio show. We have DVDs and books available. We have a brand new 5.5-hour.
You get candidates. I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience. who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to say that he did tell the Russian President Vladimir Putin during their summit on Monday that, quote, we can't have meddling. Trump also said he agrees with the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. But in the interview that aired on CBS last night, he emphasized he believes the intel community of today.
I can't have any confidence in the past, but I can have a lot of confidence in the present and the future. Because it's getting to be now where we're putting our people in. But in the past, no, I have no confidence in a guy like Brennan. I think he's a total lowlife. I have no confidence in Clapper.
Shortly after that aired, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told CNN,
the only reason that we've spoken out is our genuine concerns about this president and this presidency.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Letting go and trusting that I cannot see. I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Surely every season you are getting
me. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, that song, uplifts me. I don't know about you, but when you're reminded, to count every blessing. Well, I tell you that is extremely encouraging, and I want you to know I am very blessed that Tina Marie Griffin is on with us every week to talk about what is happening in her culture. She is the counterculture mom, and live from Orlando, Florida, she's managed to get across the border and make it to Orlando with the kids and the husband unit and the truck, and everybody's behaving themselves so we can have a conversation here for about the next 25-30 minutes. Are we good?
Hey, we're good to go. Let's do this.
Hey, let's
live from Orlando.
Hey, really, how much fun. We're on a little bit of a summer vacay, and that's all good now. That's great. Well, tell the kids to have a great time and have a churro on me, okay?
That sounds good. We definitely will. The life keeps going no matter where we are and what we're doing. So still stuff to report.
It's the way we roll. Hey, what's going on? I'll tell you, a lot of buzz over this Planet Fitness controversy that allowed a man to be in a woman's locker room, and then they end up, kicking the woman who said, hey, I got a problem with this. They kick her out, and he's in, and he gets a special gold membership now there. I guess he can use any restroom he wants.
Yeah, that's what's so crazy. There's a lot of stories where I'm like, yep, I can expect that to happen, that is to happen, and you kind of roll with the punches and wonder what planet you're still living on. Mm-hmm. But when this story happened, it broke, I was really angry because this guy was still a man with male genitalia saying he was a woman. So anyone can say what they want. They had 20 guys in there staring at these women coming out of the showers in Planet mm-hmm. Fitness here in actually Florida. And the woman asked the man to nicely leave. Now, first of all, I wouldn't have been as polite as she was, but she was very polite. Mm-hmm. And said, can you please get out of the locker room so us women feel comfortable changing? This is a locker room. And yes. The man said, I believe I'm a woman. I have the right to be here. I know my rights. So she waited an hour while he put on his makeup. And then she went and got to shower and change to leave the gym after working out. She went to the head of the manager of the gym there and told him what happened. And they knew. They saw what was going on the whole time, didn't do anything about it because they have a judgment-free zone.
And, a judgment-free zone now, huh? Oh, okay. All right.
Judgment-free zone, Bill. Okay, here's where it gets crazy. So I did a blast on my pop culture alert on my app to warn people. If they have a Planet Fitness membership, here's what is happening. And if you're a woman, I would suggest get out. You know, cancel your membership. If they want to have anyone believe who they are in men and women's restrooms and locker rooms, then so be it. They can have a lot less membership to keep our women safe. I mean, it's putting the danger of millions of women at stake because one person believes he's a woman. Now, where it gets nuts is he called the cops on her saying she was harassing him, and yet he was the one that was naked, gawking at the naked women coming out of the locker room. Now, because I blasted out to warn people about this, I decided to call the corporate office in New Jersey just 2 days ago. And the lady that answered the phone, my heart was beating out of my chest. So I just want to explain to everybody listening, we need to do something about this because if this is not going to come to an end, if we don't fight for this, it will be this in every single corporation in America, in every single bathroom where we will have men able to watch women walk around naked.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I want to rewind here for just a moment. This was clearly reported that he was gawking. I mean, if there was somebody who is in a, I mean, I would think that if you identify yourself as a woman, maybe once in a while, and this happens even in men's locker rooms, you know, that, you know, somebody might peek over or whatever, you know, kind of thing. But there's not a gawking situation that takes place. I mean, gawking crosses the line, right? If you want to break it down, and women know when they're being gawked. So
he was staring them up and down, Bill, and he was naked, leaning against like the side where they come out of the locker room. So for me, you know, when they come out of the shower area where they were naked coming out, it made everybody so, you know, very, very anxious and nervous. It would me too. I mean, that's a major violation. But the thing that really...
Well, I'll tell you what, if you'd have put this guy even in a guy's locker room and if he was gawking guys, I'll tell you, guys would have been real uncomfortable and they probably would have shoved him in a locker.
That is exactly it. And here's how it gets interesting. I talked to one of the head ladies at the corporate office, and to get to talk to her, my heart was beating out of my chest because I was nervous. So everybody's tuning in. We have to do something about this. I just want to walk you through the process of what I wanted to do, what I was suggesting other people to do, which is call corporate office. In my alert, I said, call their corporate office. I gave a number, download my Counterculture Mom app, and you can see the recent story on there where you can call in and do this. I talked to the head lady. The first lady to answer the phone kept asking me questions like, what's your full name and who are you and why are you calling? I would give her very vague reasons because I wanted to get bypass her and talk to the manager directly. I said, I have to talk to the head person for your gym. And so I talked to this lady. I believe her name was Chrissy. I talked to her, and I want to be very gentle in the beginning, so I don't want her to hang up on me. But I said, hey, I heard this story was in the news. I'm going to report it on 280 channels this week, which is right now.
Right.
At stations. And I want to make sure to let her know, if you hang up on me, I'm going to report that you hung up on me. So I was really decent with her, but I said, here's my worry about the situation. She validated what happened. She goes, yep, he has a right, justice free zone. I said, you're meaning to tell me that you wouldn't feel comfortable.
Now, this is the manager you're talking to?
The head person at the corporate level for the entire 1,500 gyms across this country. They're the largest franchise of gyms in this country, Planet Fitness. So the head honcho I called in New York at the corporate office 2 days ago to talk to her about this. I said, you mean to tell me you wouldn't feel nervous if a guy was gawking you in the restroom or the locker room? And she didn't say anything. I said, you're putting millions of young women or women in general in danger because someone thinks they're a woman. It could be a man saying that they're a woman applying makeup. Mm-hmm. Where does the line get drawn? She goes, I said, if anything, if there's someone confused about their gender because there's only male and female, having a separate area for those people to change. You know, there's
yes.
no harm done. They're separated, and the women still feel comfortable coming to your gym. She goes, oh, we did. We put in all of these safe zones, safe changing locker rooms for the women that feel uncomfortable if a man is in their locker room. I'm like, what?
So it's the women...
The women have to go to the women's locker room in order to go change in an uncomfortable room that's for uncomfortable women that don't feel comfortable with men watching them in the locker room. I said, those should be for the three or four people that are confused, not the 1,500 at your gym.
Exactly.
That need to change in that locker room. It's so backwards, Bill. I can't believe what's going on.
And she felt fully justified that in her position.
She was very, very willing to talk to me. She was very polite. I said, mm-hmm. please, for the sake of the millions of women you have as members at your gym, put yourself in their place. Would you feel comfortable in that position? And please do the right thing and let women have their own locker room. Men have their own. And for anyone that's confused, have that separate area for the people that feel like they're something other than what they are. I said, we can't have them be in a woman's locker room saying what they want to say, and then put all those women at danger. This is where people get raped, they get stalked, they could be followed afterwards, they could be kidnapped. Even just the uncomfortableness of a man seeing them naked, it's wrong. The privacy...
And who's liable here
yes.
if a woman says, hey, buddy, you know, get it out of here, and she gets in an altercation and takes
yes.
this guy out. Now, all of a
yes.
sudden, this has been set up by Planet Fitness because they have put a woman in this position. As I said, if it happened in a male locker room, different story. You know, guys are going to be really quick and vigilant, but who's to say that, you know, somebody's wife isn't on the other side and she calls Junior over and says, hey, man, this guy's here gawking at me. Lord have mercy. I mean, this doesn't fare well, as you say. I mean, this puts people in jeopardy and in a very unfair sort of way where you have a minority of people being accommodated at the expense of the majority.
That is exactly it. So the best thing we can do is cancel our membership at Planet Fitness and go somewhere where it's safe, like the YMCA. They would never allow this.
This is absolutely amazing and shocking in the story. When I heard that he was in there gawking, it was like, in a sense, it was a mockery to this whole system for people who are legitimately identifying differently. It seems like this was almost a ploy. I don't know, just in what's being reported. More from Tina after this. Stay with us.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. You save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
It's Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The Counterculture Mom is with us, Tina Marie Griffin. We're talking the latest culture horrors that are confronting us, but we have to confront it back. Tina and I were, you know, talking as we were off air about this, and I got, you know, some email blasts really quick here in response to this that they could not believe, and they were saying, you know, is this a one and done thing? Is this just kind of exceptional to this market or whatever? And as you explained, Tina, this is standard operating procedure for all Planet Fitnesses. So anywhere in the country you go to, this is their policy, like it or not.
That's exactly it. And we were talking during commercial break, and I got it verified from the woman that I called at the headquarters New Jersey office. She goes, yep, a judgment-free zone. If a man believes he's a woman, he can be in a women's locker room. And once again, I challenged her, you're putting millions of women at risk. Would you like it if a guy was staring at you in the locker room? And even if the guy was fully clothed and looking at me, I would not know where to run and hide. And so it's a policy from all 1,500 locations. I didn't want women to sign up for a membership, going through all the hassle, having a sign-up fee, all that, and then they can't get reimbursed in that stuff, and then they're put in a position where they see a man in their locker room. So
if you have
a membership, cancel it. Cancel it from there. Go to the Y.
And the reaction, the potential reaction that is being set up here by Planet Fitness, I mean, there are some gals that I wouldn't want to mess with, and you know. You know, they see somebody and they go, what the heck are you doing out of here? And, you know, his naked rear end is going to be out in the hallway real quick because some gal's going to, you know, step forward because we know there are some. But Planet Fitness is setting this up. Or also if somebody's husband hears about this and goes ballistic and it's like, okay. So who's the bad guy here? The gawking naked guy in the women's locker room or the husband that wants to protect the virtue of his wife?
That's about it. You know who's going to end up behind bars? The husband.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, because of this political correct insane society that we're in right now, trying to accommodate, you know, for the minority. I'm you know, like you suggested, Tina, and I hope people are hearing here, is that it's not that we're ignoring that maybe there should be some special accommodation, but this corporate officer's got it all wrong in saying, oh yeah, what we're going to do is accommodate the majority of people in a small locker room over here for the sake of a small number. In this case, there was one man in the, it wasn't like all of a sudden you had hundreds of men naked in the women's locker room, right?
Yeah,
maybe that's coming. Maybe that's coming next. I shouldn't have said that.
I know. I was like, don't even give me that thought in my head, because it really bothered me when I first heard about that. But the thing is, once again, what is it setting for an example? Other people hear this in the news from Planet Fitness or want to join Planet Fitness. Oh my gosh, I can go see naked women and it's not a big deal. I'll just say that I'm a woman and bring some makeup.
Right.
And that's what is really dangerous about this whole situation. But once again, voice your concern. The more calls they get over at Planet Fitness, the better. Download my Counterculture Mom app. It's free, and you'll see underneath the alert section, it will list off the latest, actually not the alert, the speak up section on my app will have the latest scoop about Planet Fitness, and it gives you the phone number to call directly. It's a hyperlink. It'll take you right there. So let's get active together and put a stop to what's going on. Always we'll have more gyms and schools, you already have school issues. It'll just keep spreading, you know, if we
this is amazing for such a small minority of people. You know, the thought came to mind is what happens if, you know, and I hadn't heard a report of a woman, you know, invading a men's locker room, but according to their no judgment zone, I guess that's fair play too, right?
And that's about it. And it's all over their gym. They have big banners, no judgment zone. Or judgment-free zone is exactly how they state it. But
there's banners throughout the whole area. Well, at least this Planet Fitness understood very clearly what that means now. And anybody else that is a member of Planet Fitness understands that that is their policy, and that if you take exception, well, you can you choose to either take it outside the door or go into the closet and change, right?
And that's about it. And when this guy called 911 to report that she was harassing him when he left, he actually was following her out of the gym. So she felt very uncomfortable.
Wow.
She found out later that he called the cops, and literally the dispatcher was saying, "Sir, Pam," you can hear the whole thing as well in that one story that I linked. So she was referring to him as a male, and he wasn't correcting her.
Right.
So it's a very, very sad situation, and we have to keep the women safe. This is across the board, 1,500 locations with this crazy, wacky.
Unbelievable. Hey, let's move on to our next story. Ariana Grande, God is a woman, huh?
Yeah, we had to pray for Ariana Grande. The problem is she went from 24 million hits in the first 72 hours to now 31 million as this morning. Brand new video 4 days ago came out, says God is a woman. The entire thing, she has some provocative dancing. I've seen her do a lot worse in videos before, but it's the very deceptive message she keeps singing over and over again, leading millions of fans astray and thinking that maybe God is a woman. And that's her main verse over and over again, is that God is a woman. At the very end, she actually does depict this Michelangelo painting in her take of what it looks like from the Sistine Chapel, where she is saying God is a woman, and it closes out with her being the actual image of God from Michelangelo's painting, reaching out to another woman. So it's very deceptive, completely trashes, sacrilegious basically, completely trashes God's word. And millions of kids that don't know the Lord and don't know truth could easily go there and say maybe God is a woman and believe the lies that she's spreading in that song.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you say involved in this are pornographic images that she's integrated into this, right? All in the sense of, I guess, another judgment-free zone on video now.
And that's about it. And the hard part with YouTube, once again, which I talk to parents when I do parent seminars, and I want to just let people know the solution to this is that you can text the word media guide, no spaces, to the number 44222, and I will walk you through a four-page PDF you get free in your inbox once you respond with your email address. In 2 seconds, you'll get it. I'll help you look at how to keep your kids safe on tech gadgets and a few pop culture. I'll send notifications, everything. It's a great PDF, parent media guide. That's the solution, as I give great tips. The problem is with YouTube, as I address in this parent media guide and when I speak live, is that you cannot set up parental filters for YouTube. So if a kid is even watching something innocent, 3 seconds later, the trending video 3 days ago with Ariana Grande with this clip, and parents aren't going to be watching their kids on YouTube every minute of the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Kirk Cameron reported on in his movie, yes. Connect, you know, that here is. I mean, he interviews a gentleman who said, you know, got a cell phone for his family or his son. And then next thing you know, he's being, you know, he's actually being taunted. And you know, there was an attempt to, you know, pull him away from the family. He's like a 15-year-old kid. And, you know, and Kirk and his family didn't even understand and comprehend. I mean, they just got cell phones for the kids. It was part of the Mother's Day. You know, Chelsea, you know, for Mother's Day, she does something different. She pays it forward. So she gets gifts for everybody on Mother's Day, not for herself. So it's kind of a cool concept there. But yeah. They decided, well, we'll go ahead and give the kids cell phones. And then they got this, got wind of this story and met with the father, who was still trying to, you know, clean up the mess that was going on, and had to get on the phone at one point to this guy, or got the guy's number and called him up and says, hey, you know, keep your hands off my kid. You know, you stay away from him. I know who you are, and I'll send the police. And fortunately, that kind of stopped it there. But, you know, the idea that these cell phones and all these portals, you know, they provide a pathway to our children's ears and eyes. And, boy, once it's done, you know, how do you undo it?
That's about it. And the cool thing about all this is parents do want to do the best for their kids. They do want to protect them. And it is possible to do that. So I want to let parents know, even though technology is bombarding our children from all sides, if we teach our kids, because they are going to see images that aren't appropriate, what to do when they see it, which is to report it to you, tell you what they saw, where they saw it, who they were with when they saw it, report everything so we can be on top of it and know what to do. It might include erasing the app, getting the kid a flip phone instead of allowing them to have an iPhone, just for the protection of themselves, not because we don't trust our kids.
Exactly.
That's the big argument that they have with kids. Oh, you know, my parents will trust me. I tell parents, you know what? You tell your kids you totally trust them. You just don't trust anybody else. And then on my video gallery on counterculturemom.com, I have hundreds of videos that parents and kids have sat down together and watched where there are celebrities admitting what they're doing is wrong and they protect their own kids. And videos where kids were kidnapped through a tech app because they started chatting or chatting through a video game and they were no longer found again, or they were molested in some
and
way.
And this is so heartbreaking, you know, to hear these stories.
But it teaches the kids. It teaches the kids. Like when I was in middle school and I saw charcoal lungs, and this is what your lungs look like after smoking for 2 years, it
right.
made me tell myself, I will never pick up a cigarette.
Right.
The kids, when they see that, but then there's positive, tons of positive entertainment that make a kid feel worthy and self-esteem is high, and what can I do to make a difference? And there's a lot, thousands of entertainment options in that parent media guide they can get as well. Mm-hmm. And let parents know that there are ways to get their kids plugged into something positive. But we have to be the parents, not the best friend. That's a big thing, too. Just because Johnny across the street is allowed to watch it doesn't mean it's good for our kids. And we have to put our foot down and say, I want to protect you, and then invite Johnny over to see what positive entertainment looks like.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's great. Tina, final story. We got about 45 seconds. Good Pictures, Bad Pictures by Kristen Jensen. Tell us about this.
Yes, thank you for going right into that. This is an excellent book. Once again, this book gets 5-star on Amazon, Good Pictures, Bad Pictures. And basically, it's a great way for parents to teach their children a very hard subject to talk about. What is pornography? Why is it dangerous? How to reject it? How to report to them when they did see it? How to porn-proof their children's brains? And install a filter in the kid's brain so they know what is good and what is bad and how to run from it. There's a 5-point can-do plan. It's just a great, great book. If for a tough subject, I believe every parent should read this book to their kids so they know what to watch out for, because it's not if they're going to see pornography, it's when, and then what to do when they do see it.
Okay, Tina, as always, we appreciate what you're telling us. You and the kids have a great time. Churros on Uncle Bill. Real quick, where they can be in touch with you.
CounterCultureMom.com, download our app, and I go speak anywhere from a prison to a middle school. I'll be there and share the Hollywood.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality,
energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge?